headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Imogen and Bailey with your 11am headlines. In local news, shopkeepers in Indooroopilly Central are struggling to keep business due to construction on Mogul Road. Having began in early 2022, the Mogul Road upgrade is 1 year behind schedule and reportedly costing twice the original budget. The Brisbane City Council says that the project is due for practical completion in 2025. As it stands, the shops at Indooroopilly Central are struggling to stay in business due to the traffic detours impacting accessibility. Snap Fitness owner Chadua Vasil reported that despite the significant losses caused by the construction, he could not receive any compensation under the Queensland Acquisition of Land Act 1997. Although a small number of businesses may be able to claim compensation, many shop owners are left in a similar situation to Vasil and will not be receiving any compensation as their land was not acquired for the project.
A man has been rushed to hospital with critical injuries after a freak rider-mower accident at a golf course in Logan. The man was working as a groundskeeper when the rider-mower flipped into a lake yesterday morning. A number of bystanders rushed to help the man and attempted to remove him from the water before emergency services arrived. The man was taken to Princess Alexandra Hospital with life-threatening injuries to his head and neck and remains in a critical but stable condition.
In national news, Chemist Warehouse has been given the green flag to merge with pharmaceutical company Sigma Healthcare. Together, the two companies will create an $8.8 billion pharmaceutical giant after the Australian competition regulator approved the merge this morning. Sigma Healthcare is one of the largest sellers of prescription medicines, over-the-counter and front-of-store products in Australia. The CEO of Sigma Healthcare says the deal will not reduce pharmaceutical competition and will create a stronger business and accelerate the company's long-term ambitions for their stakeholders.
Our Olympian breakdancing legend, Rachel Gunn, or Ray Gunn, has officially retired from breaking, with the aggressive reaction to her Paris 2024 performance as the top reason for parting with the sport. Her Olympic performance was heavily criticised as a mock of cultural breaking, but Ray Gunn opposes, saying that, "I don't think people should feel crap about the way they dance." Gunn, who was ranked the top female breaker in Oceania 2023, also denies the accusations that her selection for the Paris Olympics was rigged by her husband and coach. Ray Gunn says, "I still break, but I'm not going to compete anymore."
In international news, Indonesia's government has announced they will permanently relocate residents after the eruption of Mount Lewatobi Laki-Laki. Thousands of residents will be relocated from the region after houses and communities were destroyed, with 9 fatalities in the eruption. The local government has declared a state emergency for the next 57 days and have prohibited any activity in that area. There is also plans to build new houses for those who have been displaced by the disaster.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
If your list of hobbies is looking a bit sketch lately, perhaps you figure you need to try something more artistic, like life drawing.